Recently, I read the book Band of Brothers, which is the story of a group of men who fought together in World War II. And as you read that book, you get a sense that there was always this air of uneasiness because there was always the chance that your commanding officer would be promoted and then the regime would have to get used to a new commanding officer and his ways, his temperament, his personality. So you finally get used to someone and then, well, they're gone and a replacement is sent in. It makes you anxious and a little hesitant about what's to come in the future. Well, you guys probably know something of this as well. You know, when your boss at work retires or moves to a different position. Some of you know what it's like in the church arena when a pastor leaves and then another pastor is coming in. Well, this is similar to the situation that we have us have before us in John's Gospel in chapter 16. Jesus is preparing his disciples for a major change. He's getting a promotion, and the disciples are getting ready to experience a new era, a new type of leadership of sorts. It's new in the sense that Jesus will not be there physically, but the Holy Spirit will indwell them. It's not new in the sense of a different personality who will have a different agenda. The Trinity is always united in purpose and aim, and Jesus makes this clear earlier in the chapter whenever he says that the Holy Spirit will speak what he hears from him, and Jesus speaks what he hears from the Father. But Jesus is getting them ready for what life looks like in this new era. And what we've learned from chapter 16 so far is that a life that is freed up for the mission is a life that is focused on the supreme work of Jesus rather than focused on self. A life that is freed up for the mission is a life that relies on the ongoing work of the Spirit. And a life that is freed up for the mission is a life that experiences indestructible joy. Now, as we continue our passage for study for this next week, we are going to see how that joy is maintained. Today when you pray, please pray for Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Nepalese Life Word broadcast that's heard in Nepal.